In 1875, a man called Jonathan Carr bought 24 acres west of London and turned it into one of the world's first garden suburbs, Bedford Park. Thanks to new metropolitan railway lines, London's outer suburbs were being settled by those seeking something different from cramped terraced houses in the city's centre. What Bedford Park promised was trees, gardens and prettiness. Carr contracted Britain's most fashionable architect of the time, Richard Norman Shaw, as estate designer. Shaw was famous for creating picturesque buildings in the Queen Anne style, referencing the 17th century, but which were often a mash-up of a variety of historical signs. The grand homes he designed were usually built from brick, with tile-hung upper floors and half-timbered gables, towering chimneys and complicated roofs. They were neither classical nor Gothic, significant in a country that was still bickering about which should be adopted as its national style. These ideas were scaled down for Bedford Park. There was a pub, a church, a couple of schools, and even a clubhouse, all with the same contrast of brilliant white woodwork against orangey-red brick. One wag called it Saffron Park. Decoration was rich, with ornate terracotta designs set into the brick, leaded windows of all shapes, and obvious pleasure taken in the craft of curlicues and fancy joinery. Set in tree-lined streets, it was the very antithesis of a grimy city, and drew appreciative buyers with a poetic soul. The fame of Bedford Park spread quickly. In Germany, it was held up as the way forward for creating new suburbs. In Australia, the old English style was welcomed by the Anglo set in the posher suburbs of Sydney and Melbourne, who thought it was a cut above the florid stucco and iron lacework that had marked Australia's boom years. The first house built in the style was Caerleon in Sydney's Bellevue Hill, commissioned by Charles Fairfax in 1885. As terracotta tiles were being newly imported, Caerleon showcased them lavishly on its upper floor and hipped roof. Set in a lush, lawned garden, it looked as though it had arrived fully formed from one of Britain's southern counties. The Queen Anne style morphed into a general federation style, inspired by the notion of blending an eclectic array of different architectural elements and then enhanced by placing them within a restful, leafy garden suburb setting. Prince Charles continues to peddle the old English theme with Poundbury, his pastiche of a British town that tries to replicate the past. But the lesson of Bedford Park is much deeper. It's not about copying what has gone before, but actually ignoring it in an effort to create something of equal or better value. Bedford Park remains one of London's most appealing suburbs, a nourishing and inviting place in which to live. And how many of our new suburbs can one say that of?